Melanie Holcomb is a curator specializing in Western medieval art at the Metropolitan Museum.
We don't think very much about belt buckles in modern times, but in the 5th through the 8th century, the belt buckle was a field for elaborate decoration, and it's a very visible symbol of rank and status. This is a belt buckle that was created for a Visigothic woman. The Visigoths were an eastern tribe who moved west and ultimately settled in Spain, living amongst the Romans there. And they were particularly fine craftsmen of buckles for women. This piece uses many, many garnets to cover most of the buckle. It's very red. But the borders are made of a very rare and precious stone, the lapis lazuli. And at each of the corner, to give that splash of white, is probably cuttlefish bone. Beautiful gemstones interplay to give it a very spectacular, very colorful look. And again, it would have been very obvious to a viewer that this is a woman of high rank.
The Visigoths, one of the many Germanic groups from the east who were displaced by the advances of the Hun in the late 4th century, had settled in Spain by the late 5th century. Their kingdom, which lasted over 200 years, proved to be one of the most powerful and culturally sophisticated in the West.